Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Wolman. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. We begin the fifth perek, which deals mainly with the Isser of Oysoi Ve'es Benoi, the Isser to shecht a mother and her child on the same day. The Ramban Ala Torah in Dvarim Chav Beis brings a Rambam in Morin Nevuchim who says a tam for the mitzvah of Oysoi Ve'es Benoi. He says that both Oisei Ves Vinoi and the mitzvah of Shuluach HaKein are based on the idea that animals have feelings like humans, and a mother of an animal has a deep love for her child similar to the mother of a human. Memela, since if you were allowed to shecht the mother on the same day as the child, you might come to shecht the child in front of the mother, and this would be very painful to the mother, therefore the Torah asserted al derech the iser of Tzar Balei Chayim. The Rambam says that this is also the reason for the Isser of Leisikach Eim, because when you take the mother bird from her children or her eggs, it causes the mother intense pain, which is aser for you to do. Al Koponim, it seems that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Oisav Espinoi has a tam, and the tam is because of Tzar Balei Chayim. The Rashba in Tshuva Reish Nun Gimel Chelek Dalid brings a shoyel that asks on the Rambam that if he is right, then the Isser should be only to shecht the child in front of the mother. And we know that the halacha is that it is usur even zeh shaloi bifnei zeh, even if the mother and the child are in two different locations. The Rashba responds to the shoyel, al titein libcho letaimim shenosan haRambam. Because there are kashas on many of the taimim that the Rambam gives, and on this time there are also many kashas. Now, if it was only this kasha of the shoyel, we can really answer using a svara that the Ramban mentions to answer a different kasha that he has on the Rambam. The Ramban asks that if the Rambam's right, it should only be usur to shecht the son before the mother, but to shecht the mother and then the son should be mutter. And we know that the halacha is that this is also usur. On this kasha, the Ramban answers that we can say that the Torah made a archoka. The Ramban means that the Torah made a loy plug and asked you in all situations to make sure that you don't do it in the situation which is be'emes asr. Therefore, the Torah asked you to shecht mother and then son because you might come to do son and then mother. Similarly, we can answer the shoyel's kasha that the iser to shecht zeh shaloy bifnei zeh is a archoka ba'alma and a loy plug, so you don't come to do it zeh bifnei zeh. But the Rashba himself has other shtarka kashas on the Rambam. First of all, the Rashba asks that there are shitas that the iser of Oisei Ves V'noi is only noyeg by nekevis. The iser is only to shecht a mother and the mother's child, and not a father and his child. Asks the Rashba, does a father behema not have a love for its child? And also the Rashba asks that the iser of Oisei Ves V'noi is only noyeg by behemis and not by chayis. Will we say that chayis don't have an ava for their children just like behemis do? These are cases where the Torah was makel in the iser of Oisei Ves V'noi, and l'chayro, the kula, goes against the tam of the Rambam. The Rashba ends up by saying, ei mashgichim b'taimim elu, u'baruch hayodeya tam gzeroisav. It sounds like the Rashba is arguing with the Rambam and saying it is too difficult for us to try to give taimim for the mitzvahs, and therefore the Rashba himself wouldn't give a taim for the iser of Oisei Ves V'noi. There is a Tosfos in Megillah on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph who seems to clearly disagree with the Rambam. Tosfos there brings a tefillah that Rabbi Eliezer HaKaller was miyasit to say on the second day of Pesach, which has the words, Sotku Oisai Ves V'noi B'yoim Echad Baal Tishketu, Machshav Oisecha L'rachameinu Mipulasecha L'raymemeinu. Tosfos says this tefillah is Sarachian, because it's mashma that the reason for Oisai Ves V'noi is because Hashem has rachmonis on the animals. And this is incorrect, says Tosfos, because really the mitzvah is just a gezeiros hakosav. Tosfos seems clear that the mitzvah of Oisei Ves V'noi is not because of Tzar Balei Chayim like the Rambam, rather it is a gzeirus hakosav. The Piskei Tosfos there, however, speaks out that Rabbi Eliezer HaKaller does seem to hold that the time of the mitzvah is rachamim, and the Mashal there, Megillah, points out that the Targum Yonis HaMenuzil on the pasuk of Oisei Ves V'noi is kemat mefurish, that the mitzvah is because of Hashem's rachamim. So this inyan, whether or not Oisei Vespinoi has a tam of rachamim and so there shouldn't be tzar bali chayim, or it is exeris hakosov, seems to be shonri b'machloikis. V'chayr, we can mention that there is a raya to the Shitas HaRambam Udimei, who says that the mitzvah of Oisei Vespinoi is because of tzar bali chayim from the Gemara and the Amud Beis. Because the Gemara and the Amud Beis is trying to figure out how we know Oisei Vespinoi is noyeg dafka by Nekevis. And the Gemara says we should learn out Oisei Vespinoi from Shiluach HaKein, that just like Shiluach HaKein is only Noi bin Nekevis, also Oisei Vespinoi should only be Noi bin Nekevis. Now l'chayra mehecha tesi to learn out Oisei Vespinoi from Shiluach HaKein. What is the shaykhis between the two? L'fi the Rambam it's very good, because the Rambam is saying that both mitzvahs are because of Tzar Bali Chayim. However, the emes is that even the Rambam himself, in Perach Tes Halacha Zayin of Hilchas Tefillah, writes that the mitzvah of Oisei Vespinoi is a gzeiris hakosov and not because of rachamim. And in Pirush HaMishnayis in Brochus Perek Hei Mishneh Gimel, the Rambam writes that this mitzvah has no tam. The Rambam seems to be a stira minei ubei. He seems to be saying to himself whether this is a mitzvah with a tam or it is a gzeiris hakosov. The Taisus Yontiv in Brochus Perek Hei Mishneh Gimel points out this stira in the Rambam, and the Marsham in Das Toiro Chelik Aleph, Simen Tazayin, wants to miyashiv that in Moru Nevuchim, the Rambam is coming to answer an apikairis, derech agodo v'josh, but really, the mitzvah of Oisei Vespinoi has no tam. Now, Be'emes, we need to understand what the shaychus is between this perek to the perek before, which discussed the halachas of Ben Pekua. Why did Rebbe decide to be misader the perek of Oisei Vespinoi after the perek discussing Ben Pekua? We can suggest that the Hemshech is based on the Mishon Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, which discusses what happens if you find a Ben Tes Chai inside of a mother animal after the mother was shechted. Rameir Shita is that the Vlad isn't considered shechted, and it requires a new Shechita. Also says Rameir in that Mishnah, there would be an Isser to shecht the child that same day that the mother was shechted, because of the Isser of Oisei Vespinoi. The Chachamim there disagree, and they say that the Vlad is considered shechted and doesn't need a new Shechita. The Tosefta adds on to the Mishnah that l'fi the Chachamim, there will be no Isser to shecht the Vlad on that same day that the mother was shechted, because only an animal that needs a Shechita to be materit is there an Isser of Oisei Vespinoi. Here, where the Vlad already had a Heter Shechita, Ayidei the Shechita Sayim, there will be no Isser of Oisei Vespinoi. Al Kolpanim, we see the Mishnah here mentions how the din of Oisei Vespinoi relates to a Ben Pekua. It is mistaber that aga this Mishnah, Rebbe decided to tell us all the other halachis of Oisei Vespinoi. Now, l'chayra derech agav, from the Mishnah we mentioned before, we see an important gilui in the Geder HaIsser of Oisei Vespinoi. We know that the Isser is the Shechita of the mother and the child on the same day. But we can clear if the Isser is the Etzem Maisa Shechita, the act of Shechita itself, or the Isser is causing the Chalois Heter, which comes Ayidei the Maisa Shechita. L'chayra, from this Mishnah, we have a Eichocha, that the Isser is causing the Chalois Heter, which comes Ayidei the Maisa Shechita. Because the Tosefta says, since the Ben Pekua doesn't need a Heter Shechita, because it has the Heter Shechita from the Aim, the Meila, there is no Isser of Oisei Vespinoi in shechting the Vlad. Our Korchach, when you don't create a Chalois Heter through a Maisa Shechita, there is no Isser to do the Maisa Shechita, even if you are doing a full-fledged Maisa Shechita. Because the Isser isn't the Maisa Shechita. But on the other hand, there is l'chayra raya that this isn't the gather of the Isser Shechita of Oisei Vespinoi. The Baal Amor in that sugya says that it is mutter to shecht a behema mu'beres, and he doesn't have to be concerned that by doing so, he is over on the Isser of Oisei Vespinoi. Even though the Shechita of the mother helps for the Vlad, it still isn't an aveira of Oisei Vespinoi. The Baal Amor over there is mevur that this is even l'fi the man da Omar who holds uber lav yerechimai. Dehainu loymi boy if you hold uber yerechimai. So it's pasha that it's mutter because the uber is considered part of the mother. And memela you are only shechting one animal. But even l'man da Omar that the Vlad is considered a separate entity, still the Baal Amor holds that it's mutter to shech the mother. L'chayra, in this case, the shechita you do in the mother creates a chalois heter in the Vlad. So if the Isser Vaisav Esvenoi is creating a chalois heter in the mother on the same day that you make a chalois heter in the ben, the shechting of a mamuberes should be aser. Al-Karcha, the Baal Mar holds that the Isser is only if you do an actual Maisa Shechita in the mother and the child. And here, there is no Maisa Shechita Befoyal on the Vlad. So, L'chayra, we have a Echacha from here that the Isser is the Maisa Shechita and not the Chalois Heter Abayidei Shechita. And this is L'chayra Shver from what we saw from the Mishnah of Hakert. Rebbe Chanan in Kaivis Ha'aretz Simin Zayin wants to be Miyashiv that be'emes the gufa iser of Isav Esvenoi is really the etzem maisa shchita. Just that if there is no heter shchita being chal ayidei the maisa shchita, then the maisa shchita isn't called a maisa shchita, it's called a maisa nechira ba'alma. The shame maisa shchita isn't accomplished by just doing a kosher maisa shchita with all the halachas of shchita. It also needs to make a heter in order to have a shem ma'isa shchita. Therefore, in the case of Ben Pekua, although you have a kosher ma'isa shchita with all the halachas of shchita, but because you don't cause a heter ayidei v'shchita, because the animal already got a shchita through the shchita sa'im, it no longer has a shem ma'isa shchita, and that's why it's mutter. So Rav Chanan is coming out that the Yisoida Yisra of Yisav Esvenoi is the Etzem Maisa Shechita, just there is a Tzanai that to have a Shem Maisa Shechita, it must be creating a Heter Shechita in the Behema. And that's why it's mutter to both Shecht a Milberes and the Vlad inside the Milberes after it comes out. Because when shechting the Milberes, you are creating a Heter Shechita on the Vlad, but there is no Maisa Shechita on the Vlad. And when you shecht the Vlad, you are doing a physical Maisa Shechita, but there is no Chalois Heter being Chal in the Vlad, because it was already Mutter Ayidei, the Shechita Sa'im. Now Rabbi Chanan there in the Kovetz Ha'aris ends off his shtickle by saying to be Me'ayin in the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Yubeis Halacha Yud. There the Rambam says that Mitzad Oisei Ve'esvenoi, it is still Mutter to shecht a Behema Muberes, because the Uber is like an Aver of its mother. There is a need in what the Rambam means when he gives this tam. The Goyin seems to learn that the Rambam is referring to the Musig, which is a machloikis in many sugis of Shas, Uber Yerech Imoy, Oilav Yerech Imoy. The Rambam here is passing like the Mandomar who says, Uber Yerech Imoy, and he is saying that it is Dafka because of this, that it is Mutter to Shecht Amu Beres. The Havar in the Rambam is the Chayra, that since the Vlad is one entity with the mother, it can't be considered Oisev Esvenoi, which Aser Shechting two entities. If this is the correct Pshat in the Rambam, it's Mashma that will feed the Manda Oma that holds Ober Lav Yerachimoy, it would be Aser to Shecht the Behemu Bumeres. This would be not like the Baal Amor, which we mentioned before, and it would also l'chayr be a raya that you can be chayiv without doing a physical ma'isa shchita on the Vlad, not like the maskona of Rebbe Chanan. However, although this is the way the Oyel David in Yevamos Tavayin Chesam Abeis and the Yudayala and Chelik Aleph Simen Tzadik Zayin are masig v'das haramam, the Or Sameach and Hilchos Shchita Afenort and the Chasam Sofer and Beitza Davavam and Aleph learn differently in the Rambam, and they hold that the Rambam is matir to shecht the behemah muberes, even l'fi the mandamer holds over lab yerachimoy. Be'emes, there is a big discussion in the Achrayim if the Rambam really passes over yerachimoy or not. The Shari Yosher in Shar Bei Simuch Afei is actually masik that the Rambam shita is that uber is lab yerachimoy. So l'fi the Shari Yosher, we are mukhuch to say a different pshat in the Rambam. The Or Sameach explains, when the Rambam said, Uber Aver Me'imayhu, he was clarifying a beer in the heter of Ben Pekua. He was clarifying that the heter of Ben Pekua isn't because we are actually Miyachas, the Maisa Shechita Sa'im, to be a Maisa Shechita on the Vlad. Rather, the lumdus is that the vlad gets the heter of the aim, even though it wasn't physically shechted, since it's part of the aim. Had the lumdus of ben pekua been that the shechitas aim is considered a shechita on the vlad, then it would have been usur because of oisav es v'noi, because you would have a maisa shechita on the vlad itself. The Rambam is telling us that this isn't a lumdus of ben pekua, and in meila it's mutter l'kuli alma, even l'manda omar ubar lav yerech imay. L'fi these achrayim, the Rambam can shtim with the Baal Amor and Rebbe Chanan's Yisoid that only if there is a maisa shechita are you over the iser of oisav es v'noi. How kol panim, however you learn what the Rambam meant when he gave the tam of over aver me'imai, the etzim fact that the Rambam needed to give a tam is a makar for a chiddush din of the Tu'a Shar. The Tu'a Shar is done if two people would shecht a mother and her child at the same time. The Hainu, one shechted the mother and the other shechted the child at the same time, would there be an iser of oisav es v'noi? The shaila is if the iser is only if it's done b'zachar zeh, or even if it's done b'vasachas. The Tu'a Shar is poishet that from the fact that the Rambam needed to be matter to shechte meuberes only because of the svara of over yerech me'imai, we see that otherwise it would be aser, even though the shechita of both animals would be at the same time, since the shechita of the aim would be considered a shechita on the ober. Al karchach, even bevas achas, the Rambam holds, there is an iser of oisev es v'noi. Now, l'chayre, if we try to understand the lomdus behind the two tzadim of the Tu'a Shar, l'chayre comes out that he's clearing a yisaydus to g'shayla in the iser of oisev es v'noi, whether the iser is to make sure not to shecht the ben if the mother was already shechted. The hainu, the shechit of the mother is meichal an iser to now go and shecht the ben. And memeila, if you were to shecht them bevas achas, the iser was never chal. Or is the iser of oisav es v'noi causing that the shechita of the same day? And then it will be usur even if you do it bevas achas, since you ensured the mother and the child took place on the same day. From the Rambam L'chayru we see, like the second sad, that you don't have to first shecht the mother to create a chalois iser on the shechita of the sheni, of the second animal. Rather, the iser is causing and making sure that the aim and the vlad are shechted on the same day. There is another interesting ha'ara on this Rambam that is matter shechitas mu'beres, which is brought in the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak Eben Ha'azar Simenayim Dalet. He's ma'ir over there that the Rambam b'derech klal does not bring halachos which are not. If so, he's bothered, how come the Rambam brought this halacha that it's mutter to shecht the behemah mu'beres if we don't find this halacha mentioned anywhere in Shas? He says that he heard from a chacham echad that the Rambam halacha lahoitzi milibom shel karoim, to be moitzi from the das of certain apikarsim who said that it's be'emes aser to shecht the behemah mu'beres, and they brought a raya from the pasuk of Ayisraitas to Abonim Bekirba, that we see from that pasuk that even an Ubr B'mei Imoy has a Shein Ben and should be therefore be included in the Isser of Oisav Es V'noi. Because when you shecht the Behem Mu'beres, you're shechting the mother and her Ben at the same time on the same day. So the Rambam, in order to mafkia from this apikarsis, paskin lehedja that it is mutter to shecht the Behem Mu'beres. Now, until now, we have mentioned two reasons to allow the shechita of a mu'beres, and to say that there's no problem of oisav es v'noi. Either the reason why it's mutter is because there is no maisa shechita in the vlad, or because uber yerech imay, and it's only considered one entity. It is interesting that the Sefer Ha'itter in Shar Sheni in Hilcha Shechita wants in Mechadish a third reason why it's mutter to shecht the behem mu'beres, and it's not a problem of oisav es v'noi. He says the reason that it's mutter is because an uber doesn't have a shein ben ad sheyetze mimeye imay, and therefore it can't be considered oisav es v'noi. And he says he has rayas from several psukim to this yisoid that an uber does not have a shein ben. He brings a pasuk in Malachim Aleph Paraches pasuk yotes that says ki im bincha hayoytze mechalotzecha. And he brings a pasuk in Shmuel Beis Perek Tazayim, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that says, Hine Bnoi Hayoytim Imeyov. And he brings another Pasuk in Bereishis Tazayim, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that says, Hincha Hara V'yoladet Ben. We see from all these psukim, she'enoi kari ben, ad she'ivolei v'yetzei la'avar olam. Memela, also when it says, benoi, by the parsha of oisei ves benoi, it is only referring to after the child is born, not while it's still an uber, and that's why shchitas muberes is mutter. Now in the Agois there, on the Sefer Itter, it brings down the following. Reisi lechiber echar michach mehakaroim, that was masig on the words of the Itter, and he said that avada, it should be aser to shachta behemu beres, because there is a shame ben before the vlad is born. And the Sefer over there, Briah from the Pasuk of Ayisraitsu, Abonim v'kirba. The Ago over there finishes off, Zephes roitzeach yusak lesoich piv shel mechaber oisei chiber the hosom b'shas ksivas ha-toyro kvar noldu. By the time the Torah was actually written, Yaakov and Esav were already born. So the pasuk is calling them bonim because at the time of the writing of the Torah, they could be called bonim. And he brings over there an Aben Ezra on this pasuk who says, v'nikru kein al shem soifon. And he says, it could mean that the Aben Ezra means, like he's saying, that be'emes, the shem ben, is not appropriate for Esav and Yaakov in their present state that they're ubrim. But the pasuk called them bonim because since later when they were born, they were called bonim. And that at the time of the Torah writing it, they had already been born. So it was appropriate to call them bonim al shem soifa. However, this yesoid of the Bala Itter, that an uber isn't called a ben, is not a dover muskim. The Sefer Revit Azov in Parshas Toldos brings a Yamshel Shloimai in Yevamos Perek Aleph Simin Yud, who says that there is a raya from the Pasuk of Ayisreitzu Abonim Bekirbo that an uber has a shame ben. And he even says a Nafkamina Ledina that if someone would make a neder to start doing something when he has a ben, he would have to start doing it already when his wife became pregnant. The Chuvah Shoyel Umeshiv agrees with the Yamsha Shloimer Ledina, and he brings another Pasuk to support the fact that an uber has a shame ben, because the Pasuk says in Rus, Ha'oidli Bonim Bimei'ai. We see that something could have a shame ben even while it's still an uber. It could be that the Rambam didn't say the Tam of the Bala Itter because he held like these Achroinim that an uber does have a shame ben. The Beis Ha'oitzer in Klal Dalid Erech Av points out that there is a revach in saying that an uber doesn't have a shame ben, that we can use this to be miyashe the yidua dekakasha of Rikiveger. Rikiveger in Shuva Kufayim Beis wants to know, why is it mutter for a person to be bo al ishtay milberes? Why don't we say that we need to be chayshesh that the uber is in a keva? And it should be considered like he's being bo al bitay lefi the mandamar that says uber lav yarechimay. But if we say that an uber doesn't have a shame ben or a shame bas, then we can say that it's mutter because you aren't being bo'al bitay, because the uber is not considered yet a bas. This is a revach, according to the shitas, that an uber doesn't have a shein ben or bas. The Mishnah begins by discussing various different cases of shchitas oisei ves benoi. The Mishnah says, ha-shoichet oisei ves benoi chulin bachutz shneiem ksherim. The Mishnah tells us that if both animals are chulin and you shech them bachutz, they are both kosher. L'chayrit is shver what the chiddush of the Mishnah is when it says that both animals are kosher. Rashi is bothered by this kasha, and he says, mishum deboi lemisni seifa shneiem psulim. That really Rashi is saying there is no chiddush in the din of shneiem ksherim, just since it says shneiem psulim in the seifa, it also says shneiem ksherim in the resha to keep things uniform. Tosfos on Daf Pei brings a different answer to this question. Al pi the Gemara later on Daf Kuf Tesvav, that the Gemara over there has a hava mina that if you shecht oisei ves venoi, it should be usher to eat the meat because the Torah says lo soichal kol teyeva, and we learn out from there that anything that the Torah says is a teyeva, and it's usher for you to do. If you do it, you can't eat the product of that action. So, memela, I would think also, if you shecht oisav es benoi, which is also to do, you can't eat the meat. Kamash valon, that since the Torah needs a pasuk to tell me that oisav es benoi is also ligavoya because of mechusar's man, it must be that it's mutter for a hedget to eat it. Because if it was also lehedget, then kol shekeinu would be also ligavoya. So this chiddush that oisav es benoi doesn't become aser because of leisoichel kol toyevo is what the Mishnah was teaching us when it said shneim ksherim. This is Tosfos pshat, and lechayra it's shver, since it's a mefurish gemara later on, why Rashi wouldn't want to say Tosfos teretz, why the Mishnah said shneim ksherim, and he had to say a doichik of agav seifa. The Leiv Aryeh and the Maram Shik want to say that Rashi is maskim, that there is a chiddush in saying that the second animal is mutter, and that there is no problem with seichel kol toeva. But what Rashi had shver was that the lashon of shneim ksherim is mashma, that there is a chiddush in saying that both animals are kosher. Dainu, there's a chiddush in saying that even the first one is kosher. And this is be'emes not answered by Tosfos Teretz, and that's why Rashi needed to say that the lashon of shneim ksherim is agav v'seifa, and really there is no chiddush that the first animal is kosher. Rabbi Kiviger comes over here and he tries to say a different teretz on what the chiddush of the Mishnah is when it says shneim ksherim. He says that the chiddush is that we don't say the klal of kol milsa da'omer achmona loy savid yovid loy mahani. That since the Torah says that you shouldn't shecht oisav es benoi, maybe we should say that if you do the shechita, it doesn't work, and the animal is also to eat midin nevela. Kamash v'alon, that we don't say yavad loy mahani in this case. The Kveger is moisiv to explain that even though the Mishnah earlier already told us that ashechei b'shabas shechitasek sheira, and we don't say over there that since the Torah said loy savid melacha on Shabbos, so the shechita shouldn't work, there is a chilik between here and over there. There by Shabbos, even if you say that the shechita doesn't work, you will not have fixed the iser, because the iser is not shechita. The iser is netilas neshama, and we have a netilas neshama memanoshach. And it is also a tikkun that his shechita helped to take off the iser of Eber Menachai. Masha'in kein, by oisav es benoi, if we would say that the shechita doesn't work, and it is like he did a nechir ba'alma, then he won't be over the iser, because the iser is only shechita and not nechira. This is a yisoid of Rekiv Eger and other achroinim, that we only say the klal of the Ovid loy mahani in a situation that by saying it, it will fix the iser, that you will no longer be over the iser. Al Kol Panim, Rav Kiviger says that this is the chiddush of the Mishnah, that we don't say yavid leimani over here. Now, l'chayro, we need to be moisiv unto the words of Rav Kiviger, that even lefi the shita of Abaye, who holds in Tmura, that we never say yavid leimani, we can say that Abaye can also use the derech of Rav Kiviger to explain the chiddush and what the Mishnah is when it says shneim ksherim, because Abaye will say that the Mishnah is gufo coming to be miyasid like his shita that we never say yavad loy mahani. That is gufo what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. Now we need to understand the chayra, how come Tosfos didn't want to say like the teretz of Rav Kiviger. But the emes is, even like Rav Kiviger, we need to know what's taka the kamash v'lon of the Mishnah. Why don't we say yavad loy mahani over here? L'chayru, we can say two mahalchim in this. One mahalich is Api the Prima Godim in Yerideya 7 Tessayin, who says that we only say the klal of yavad loy mahani in a place where the maise is osur mitzad atzmoy, but not if it is osur machmas tover acher. L'moshel, he says the reason why Hasheichei b'Shabbos is k'sheira is different than Rav Kiviger says, but rather it's because the maisa of the shechita is not the esem osur, it's only osur because it's Shabbos. And we don't say yavad loy mahani if the maisa mitzad atzmoy isn't osur. Similarly, by oisav es benoi, we can say that shechting the second animal isn't osur mitzad atzmoy, it is only usur because you have already shechted the other animal on the same day. Since there is an outside fact triggering the isur, not the maisa itself, we don't say the klal of yavid loy mahani. A second mahalach would be alpi the yisoid of the kovet ha'oris in Siman Ayin Dalet Sifkotan Gimel, who says over there that we only say the klal of yavid loy mahani by a chalois habo ayidei adam, such as kinyonim or chuma, but a chalois habo mimela ayidei shamayim, there we don't say the klal of yavid loy mahani. He says that is the pshat why when a person makes a mum in a bechor, we don't say that since there is an iser min ha-Torah to make a mum, we should therefore say that the heter bedia isn't chal when you make the mum, because the heter bedia is a chalois habo mimela yidei shamayim, and we don't say yav eloi mahani on such a thing. Here too, by Yosef Espinoy, since the chalois shchita is a chalois to mimela yidei shamayim, we could say that that's why there is no din of yavid loy mahani. It could be that one of these two mahalchim, either because it's an iser machmas davar acher, or a chalois to mimela v'loy bidei adam, is the kamash malon of our Mishnah, according to Rekiv Eger, why we don't say the klal of yavid loy mahani. And we could say weiter that these two mahalchim might have been so partial to Taisus that he didn't want to say that there was even a hava mina to say yavid loy mahani in such a situation, and that's why Taisus looked for a different chiddush in the Mishnah. It is kedai to mention that there is a svara mentioned in the Neid Yehuda Tinyana Yoyredeya Simin Tes that since Taisus and Tmura on Daf Dalet Amud Beis brings a pasuk that if you're Sheikh Pesach ala chometz, we say that the Shechita is still kosher, and we don't say Yavid Loi Mahani, says the Neid Yehuda, we can learn out from there that all Shechitas Be'isser don't have the klal of Yavid Loi Mahani. We can suggest that Toises maybe Lishitasai, for this reason, didn't want to say like Rav Kiveger, and he didn't want to say that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you don't say Yavid Loi Mahani, because it was poshutim that we learn out from this pasuk by Shechitas Pesach ala chometz that all Shechitas B'Isser do not have the klal of Yavid Loi Mahani. Now returning to the Mishnah says Hashoichet Oisei Vespinoi Chulin Bachutz Shneim Ksherim. The Pashas Mashmoyis of the Mishnah is that both animals are completely mutter to eat. This also seems to be mavur in the Gemara Lekamon on Daf Kuf Tes Vavah Men Aleph that there is no iser to eat oisei vespinoi. Also, the Rambam in Perek Yebeis Hilchos Shechita writes Lehedya that oisei vespinoi is mutter ba'achila. But the Ramban brings a Bahag that writes that if you are over and you shecht oisei vespinoi, the Rishon is mutter ba'achila miad, but the Sheni is aser ba'achila the whole day of Shechita. L'chayra, the Bahag is Sarachian for many reasons. First of all, where is the Mekar for this iser achila? Also, the Mishnah is mashma, as we said before, that it's mutter ba'achila. Also, it needs beer, why it's aser only for that day? Bedera klal, things that are aser ba'achila are aser le'oilam. The Ramban wants to be miyashiv the Bahag that he learned this iser from the din of Maisa Shabbos. We see that if a person is Mechal Shabbos, Chazal made a knas that he can't be nene from his Maisa, and it is usher the whole Shabbos for him to be nene from what he did. Similarly, by Oisev Espinoy, Chazal made a knas because he was over on Isser that he can't be nene from the Isser, and since had he not been over the Isser of Oisev Espinoy, he wouldn't be able to eat from this animal today. Now also he can eat from it today. This is the shita of the Ramban and the Ran in understanding the Bahag. The Rosh, on the other hand, when he discusses the shita of Bahag, he says that he has a makar to the Bahag from a Gemara later on that Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says over there that if two people buy a paru ubina, although the halacha is that whoever bought his animal first has the right to shecht first, if the one who bought his animal second would shecht first, he is a zoriz v'niska. And the Gemara explains that means he is a zoriz in that he wasn't over in the Isser of Oisev Espinoy, and he is niskar that he has a right to eat the meat. The Rosh says that the mashmois of the Gemara is that had he hadn't shechted his behema first, and instead he shechted it second, then he would first of all be over on the Isser of Oisev Espinoy, and also he wouldn't be allowed to eat the meat today. L'chayro, this is a raya to the Bahag, that when a person is over on the Isser of Oysev Espinoi, a result of that is that the Basar is also Achila at least that day. Says the Dibri Chamudos that Lefi the Rosh, that the Bahag has a Makar from a Gemara, we don't need to say like the Ramban, that the Makar of the Bahag was to be Medamet to the Knas of Maisa Shabbos. Instead, we can say that it is a new takana derabanan specific to Oisei Vesmanoi that the Chachamim were misakin in order to make a geder so that people will be deterred from doing the Isser of Oisei Vesmanoi. By asring the Basar Ba'achila Ba'Oisei Yoim, people will no longer want to do the Isser. So it comes out, according to the Divri Chamudas, we have a machloikis between the Ramban and the Rosh, if the Isser Achila of the Bahag Lo'Oisei Hayoim is a knas learned out from Maisa Shabbos, or if it is a takonos rachamim special to Isav Esvenoi, the Chazal made archok in order to distance people from this issa. The Divrei Chamudos wants to suggest that this machlokes can have nafkaminis ladinim. We can clear what would be the halacha if a person was over on the issa of Isav Esvenoi b'shoigeg. Would the issa achila of the Bahag apply? Says the Divrei Chamudos, according to the Ramban, we could say that it would be mutar b'achila. Because al kol panim, there are shitas which say, by Maisa Shabbos, Chazal didn't make a knas if he did it b'shoigeg. So according to those shitas, maybe here also, the Isser of the Bahag wouldn't apply. Mashenkin, according to the Rosh, that it was a special takanas chachamim to be marchik from the Isser of Oisav Esvenoi, it could be that they made this din even if he did it b'shoigeg. There is another nafkamina discussed by the Divrei Chamudos, whether or not the Isser Achila will be only for the person who was over the Isser and shechted the Isser Esvenoi, or the Isser would apply even to other people. If you learn the Isser from Maisa Shabbos like the Ramban, then just like there, when you're over b'mezid, it is Usser even for Achirim, so here too, by Isser Esvenoi, it will be Usser b'Achila even to other people if you did it b'mezid. Mashenkein, if it is a new takanas hachamim to be marchik people from the Isser, says the Divrei Chamudos, it could be that Chazal only asked it on the Sheikhid himself to be marchik him from the Isser of Oisev Espinoi. Lamaisa, this second nidin of whether or not it's Usser even to other people besides the Sheikhid is a machloikis hapoiskim. The Tfuah Ashar and Sivin Tezayin, Siv Koton Zayin paskins that it is Usser even for other people to eat Ba'oisei Hayayim, whereas the Shach and Tzim Tezayin, Satan Gimel Paskins, that it is only Usser to the Sheikhet. And Lagabi the Shaila, of if the Sheikhet was a Sheigeg, and he was over the Isser of Isav Esvenoi B'Sheigeg, whether or not the Isser Achilo of the Bahag applies, the Aruch HaShulchan, in the end of Tzim Tezayin, says that Halacha L'Maisa you can be Mekel. Now when we started discussing the Shitas HaBahag, we mentioned that L'Chayri Hishver from the Mishnah, which says, Shneim Ksherim. The mashmoyis of the Mishnah is that when you do Oisei Vesvinoi, it's mutter gomer to eat the behemah afterwards. On this kasha, the Biagro says that you have to say according to the Bahag that the Mishnah means that minatayra, they're both mutter v'achila, but enachanami, it's also midirabonon. Now as far as halacha l'maisa, whether we're bechlal choishesh for the shittas habahag, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tazayin is mashma that meikar adin, the halacha is not like the Bahag, because he only brings the Bahag as a Yesh Misa Oyser, but the first Shita that he brings is the Shita of the Rambam that is Mutter Ba'achila. However, the Prima Gadim says there that Roi Ba'achroinim do pass like the Bahag, and it is also Ba'achila for that day, the day that you shach the Oyser Vesmanoi. Now returning to the Mishnah continues and says, Im Shachat Shneim Kochim Ba'chutz, Shneim Soifkim Arboim, V'harishon Chayiv Karas. V'chayrit is mevur from the Mishnah that the Rishon in this case is chayiv both Malkus and Karis, and that it is shayich for a person to be chayiv both Malkus and Karis. There is a Taisus later on in that Peyam at Aleph, which according to the Girsa of the Taisus Yontiv, brings a raya from our Mishnah, not like the Shita of Chananya ben Gamliel, mentioned in Makas Davkov Gimel, who holds that kol chayiv krisis shaloku niftur midei krisosan. Rav Chananya holds that by getting Malkus, a person patters himself from getting Karis. In our Mishnah, it is Mavur that you can get Malkus and you still are Chayiv to get Karis. Al-Karkach, our Mishnah argues with Rav Chananya. But the Taisus Yontiv is Ma'ir that this would be Shver on the Rambam, because he passes like Rav Chananya, that if you get Malkis, you are potter from Karis. And it would be schwer to say that the Rambam would paskin against the Stam Mishnah. Be'emes Rikveger has another kasha, that Lefi Taisis, the Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Gimel Amar Beis is schwer. Because the Gemara there tries to find a Tana who argues on Reb Chananya, and the Gemara is not successful. L'chayru l'fi Taisvis, our Tana is l'hedja, not like Reb Chananya. The Taisvis Yontiv wants to be miyashiv the Rambam, that he learned different pshat in our Mishnah than Taisvis. He learns that when the Mishnah says that the Rishon is chayiv Karis and Malkis, it doesn't mean that he's chayiv both. What the Mishnah means is like this. The Mishnah is saying, if the case was that he got Asra for Malkis, then Anachanami, he gets Malkis, and that patters him from the Karis. But the Mishnah is telling me that if he didn't get Asra for Malkis, then since he's not going to end up getting Malkis, he would get Karis for Shrutei Chutz. So in a Chanami, you never end up getting both Karis and Malkis.
Now this adds some way to learn the Mishnah, which the Tais Yontiv is suggesting, I found is Mefurish in the Meiri, that's how he learned Pshat in the Mishnah, which is Gishmak, because the Meiri often goes al derech the Rambam. However,
the Tais Chadoshim points out that this is a Doichik Pshat in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah here is coming to teach us dinim and oisev es benoi, and not dine shchutei chutz. So Bishlam, if the Mishnah said one case, and Derech Agav that it was telling us the dine oisev es benoi, it taught us the chorus of shchutei chutz, it's good. But to say that it made a whole separate case of lehisru boi lamalkis to tell us the chiyuv chorus of shchutei chutz, that is a doichik. The Tais Chadoshim himself wants to answer for the Rambam, that the Rambam held that the Mishnah by us is arguing on the Shita of Reb Chananya, but the Rambam paskined like Reb Chananya because the Mishnah in Malkis is Iker, since it is the main place where Dine Malkis are discussed. The Gemara starts off, Tanu Rabbanon minayin lo yisev espinoi shenoyi bekachim, tam loy mar sharoi kesev ayez ki yivoled, v'ksiv basrei v'sharoi seh lo yisev espinoi lo yisishchatu v'yoyim echad, limed al lo yisev espinoi shenoyi bemukdashim. It is before in the Gemara that we need a special Yafusa that Oisav Es Benoi is Noyeg even by Kachim. Taisus says that L'chayro, since the Torah wrote the Isra of Oisav Es Benoi Stam, so Memela I would assume it is also Noyeg by Kachim. Why do I need a special Yafusa? Taisus wants to answer that we need the Pasuk in a case where a person needs an animal for Karban Pesach, and the only animal available is one where he will have to be over the Oisav Es Benoi if he shechs it. So I would think that we would say that the Asay of Karban Pesach is Doicha the Lois Asay of Oisav Es Benoi. On that, the Pasuk would be telling me that even in this case of Kachim, the Isra of Oisav Es Benoi applies, and you can't say Asay Doicha Lois Asay.
Toysis Lamaisa is Doicha this Teretz, because he says in a situation where you would have Oisav Es Benoi, which was Kachim, not only would there be an Isra Lois Asay to Shecht it because of Oisav Es Benoi, but the animal would be possible because of Mechusar Zman, and therefore there would be an Isra Asay to bring it, because there's an Isra Asay to bring a Mechusar Zman. Memele, it would be poshit that the Asay of Karban Pesach couldn't be Doicha and allow you to bring this animal, because Ein Asay, Doicha, Lois Asay, Vasay. Rikveger has a kasha that he doesn't understand how Taisus even had a Hava Amina to say that we would apply here the Klal of Asay Doicha Lois Asay to allow you to bring the Karban Pesach even though it's an Oisav Es Benoi. In fact, Rikive Eger, we have a klal that the Gemara says in Zvachim on Daf Sadik Zayin, Ein Asei Deicha Loisa Asei Shebe Migdash. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk that the klal of Asei Deicha Loisa Asei doesn't apply in the Migdash. Memela, the Karban Pesach which is brought by Migdash, L'chayroi would be poshit that we wouldn't say Asei Deicha Loisa Asei. So what was Taisus Hava Amina that we would need a special pasuk by Oisav Es Benoi to tell me that the Asei of Pesach isn't Deicha the Loisa Asei of Oisav Es Benoi? Reb Kiveyu wants to mechiach from his kasha a chiddush and pshat in what the klal of Ein Asei Deicha Loisei Shebe Migdash is. Pashas, you would understand that the klal is that any situation of Asei Deicha Loisei Asei which comes up in the Migdash doesn't have a din of Asei Deicha Loisei Asei. Zot Reb Kiveyu, l'chayru we see from this kasha that's not the pshat. Rather, the pshat is that when you have a Loisei Asei of Kodshim, that lois asei is more chomer than a standard lois asei, because kachim is more chomer than chulin, and such a lois asei, an asei, doesn't have the power to be doicha. And that's from the klal, in asei deicha leisei shem mikdash, and asei doesn't have the kayach to be deicha a lav of kachim. It only has the kayach to be deicha a regular lav. The Meila says, Rabbi Kiveger, if this is correct, we could be moisif that it's not enough that you have a situation where you're dealing with a lav, that in this particular situation, the lav is negeya by kachim. It's only if the lav is a lav which is miyuchet to kachim and not negeya anywhere else, there the lav has a chaymer that an asei can't be deichet. But by a lois asei, like oisei v'esvenoi, that is noig. By chulin also, it wouldn't have this extra chaymer and an asei could be deichet. This is why Tosis said that there was a hava mina that the asei of Korban Pesach could be deichet the lois asei of oisei v'esvenoi, and there is no chisaron of ein asei deichet lois asei shebemigdash. Rikveger is moisiv that with this yisoid, we can answer a kasha that he has on Toysis and Erev and Davkuf Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there says that if a person has dam, which needs four zrikas, which is this Arev with dam that needs only one zrika, it is also for him to be zoyrik the dam four zrikas, because if he did so, he would be Oivram Baal Toysif. Because when he spritzes the blood, which only needs one zrika, and he does four zrikas, so he was Avraham Baal Taisiv by spritzing four instead of one. In fact, Taisiv over there, why don't we say that the asei of zrikas adam should be doicha the lois asei of Baal Taisiv? And it should be mutter to spritz the dam. Frektor Kiveiger, what's Taisiv's kash over there? We have a klal, ein asei deicha lois asei shebemigdash. Here, this is halacha which applies in the migdash. So what was Taisiv's havamina to say, asei deicha lois asei over here? But lefi the yisai, we just said, it's not shver. Because the lois asei about taisif is not a lav which is miyuchit to kachim, avad it's noig by all mitzvahs. So even though here, in this situation, it's noigaya to kachim, we can still say the klal of ein asei decha lois asei, and there's no problem of ein asei decha lois asei shebemigdash. Because that klal was only said where the lav is chomer, and the reason why the lav is chomer is because it's only negeya by kachim. But here, where the lav of Baal Taisiv is not miyuchet to kachim, you would be able to say asei deicha lois asei. But it's kedai to point out that the Gilyan Hashas in Erevin over there on Daf Kuf, he brings a Marik who quotes a Taisis that we don't have, that Taisis mamish mentions or Kiveger's pshat in ein asei deicha lois asei shebemigdash, that it has to do with the chomer halav. But Taisis over there is gufa mesupik. If in a situation where the lav isn't miyuchet to kachim, but I'll call upon him in this particular case, it is applicable to kachim. It's negeya in this case, it's taka negeya to kachim. Would we apply the klal of ein asei deicha lois asei shebemigdash or not? So the hainu, this yisoid that Kiveger is using to answer Tyson Ervin will be totally in the suffix of Atis over there. I'll call upon him either which way. We're coming out with the yisoid from Kiveger that the klal of ein asei deicha lois asei shebemigdash does not mean that in the Beis HaMikdash, whenever you have a situation of asei deicha lois asei, we don't apply the klal. Avada, there is asei deicha lois asei shayich in the Mikdash. The MS is that the Kiddush Yaakov and Erevin is ma'orer that the Gemara in Zvachim's whole makar for ein asei deicha lois asei shebemigdash is from the fact that in order to mekayim the mitzvah of achilas korban pesach, you're not allowed to break a bone in order to eat the marrow that's inside the bone. The stipler is ma'orer that l'chayru, the mitzvah of eating the korban pesach, does not have to take place in the Beis HaMikdash. It can be eaten in the whole Yerushalayim. So this is not a situation of asei deicha lois asei, which is specific to the Mikdash. So how could the Gemara learn out from here a klal of ein asei deicha lois asei shebemigdash? Akorach, it's a riot to the Yisoy that we're saying that the klal of ein asei deicha lois asei shebemigdash is not that there's no din dechia in the Mikdash. It's rather it's halacha that if the lois asei is something which is miyuchet to kachim and the asei is not miyuchet to kachim, then the asei doesn't have a kayach to be deichet. Mashenkin, in this situation, where both the asei and the lois asei are both miyuchet to kachim, then avada there is a kayach dechia even though it's taking place in the Mikdash. Now, returning to our taisis, Taisus answered that you wouldn't need a pasuk to say that the asei of Karban Pesach can't be doicha the lois asei of Oisav Esmenoi because it's pashid, because ein asei doicha lois asei vasei. And when you have Oisav Esmenoi by kachim, it's a lois asei vasei. There is a Taisus in Zvachim on Daf Lama Gimel Amud Aleph who argues with our Taisus, and he says that if you would have the asei of Karban Pesach, it would able to be doicha a lois asei vasei. Tais over there explains that since Karban Pesach is an asei chomer, because it has a chiv karis, So mele can be deiche even a loisa asei vaasei. And mele, according to this taisis and zvachim, we can remain with our taisis habamina, and we can answer that you need the pasuk to tell me that the asei of carbon pesach isn't deiche the loisa asei of oisav esbenai. The chayro, we need to understand what the machlekes is between taisis and zvachim and our taisis, and why our taisis holds that an asei chomer can't be doiche alois asei vasei. Taisis and Zvachim, when he comes to prove that an asei chomer has a bigger koyach techiya than an asei kal, he brings a raya from the Gemara in Psachim dafron tesam and aleph, which says that although normally ein asei doiche asei, but an asei chomer can be doiche an asei kal. L'chayra, our taisis, if he wants to miyashiv that Gemara, is going to have to be mechalik that that Gemara is only by asei doicha asei, but b'mokim that an asei is keneged alois asei v'asei, even an asei chomer can't be doicha. L'chayru, the hesber is that the lav is able to strengthen the asei kal to the point that it is at least equal to the asei chomer and can't be nitcha. If this is correct, then we need to say that Taisus and Zvachim argues on this point and holds that the lav can't strengthen the asei kal and it still remains kal and nitche because of an asei chomer. L'chayru, the machloikis is tali in whether or not we say that since there is a klal of asei doiche lois asei, whenever an asei is against a lois asei, the lois asei is nitche legami, as if it's not here, even if the lois asei has an asei kal with it, or we say that b'mokoyim that the lav has an asei kal with it, not only is the lav not nitche, it can adarabah strengthen the asei. Taisus and Zochim holds like the first side, and Taisus by us will hold like the second side. Now we can suggest that this machlokes might be tali in the yeduadika machlokes between Taisus later on daf kuf mem aleph, and Taisus in Kedushin on daf lamed dalet. The two Taisin argue what the din is in a place where you have the halacha of ein asei deiche, lois asei v'asei, and the person went and he was over and did the asei, would he be like on the lav? Taisis Lekamon says that there is no malchus, because the lav is nitche. Since there is an asei opposite the lav, the asei is deiche, the lois asei, and there's no malchus. Whereas Taisis in Kedushin holds that the lav is a nitche since there is an asei together with it, and therefore there would be malchus. This is similar to the machlokes of Taisis Vayas and Taisis in Tzvachim, whether or not an asei chomer, like carbon pesach, can be deiche alois asei v'asei, or it can't be because the alois asei strengthens the asei that is together with it, and is a nitche b'bnei the asei achomer, which is opposite it. Now returning to our Taisus, Taisus discussed the Havamina of saying that the Asei of Karban Pesach can be Deiche the Lois Asei of Oisev Espenoi. There is a strong kasha on Taisus asked by the Kilis Yaakov in Simchof Aleph. He asked that in every case of Oisev Espenoi by Kachim, there are two dinim involved. One din is the Isser Teshecht, which is a Yair Dei Adika din, but there is also a din paslus that by every Oisev Espenoi by Kachim, it is considered Mechusar Zman, and it is therefore possible as a Karban. So the Kiyas Yaakov asked that Bishlomo, the Asei of Karban Pesach, can be Deicha, the Isser involved in Oisev Espenoi, that we could understand. But how can it be Deicha, the Din Paslus that there is in Oisev Espenoi, the Din Paslus Mitzad Mechusar Zman? L'choyro Psul is something that's not Shaykh to be Nitcha. And he brings a raya to this from Taisus and Menachas Daf Memtes, who writes that even though there is an Isser to bring a carbon after the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, but if you do, b'di'evet it's kosher. And Taisus brings a raya from the fact that we say that the Asei of Pesach can be doicha the Asei of not bringing a carbon after the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, and says Taisus, if there would be a pasos b'di'evet in bringing after the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, then it wouldn't help to say d'chiyah. If so, what is the Havamina of Taisus here to say? That Karban Pesach will be Deiche. The din of Oisei Vespinoi, L'chari, there is a Paslus, which the Chia doesn't help for, and if the Karban Pesach will be Pasol, it definitely won't be Deiche, the Lav Oisei Vespinoi, because there would Memele be no Kiyam Mitzvah. Because Yaakov wants to answer with a Chiddush, that the din Paslus of Mechutzer Zman, which applies by Oisei Vespinoi of Kachim,
is not a din bifnei atzmoi, separate from the iser. Rather, the pasul is a teitzah of the iser of oisav es v'noi. The fact that it is also the shechta today, gufa makes it mechus hazman for today. If so, then it's moving that if we could say dechia on the iser of oisav es v'noi, then memelo there won't be a pasul, because the pasul only comes if there is an iser, and that's pshat and toisus. Masha'in came by the iser to bring a korban after the Tamash Rein Abayim, it is mevur in Taisis over there, that the tzad that the korban would also be posel, is because there is a separate posel to tell us that it's posel. So there, the pasul is a din b'fnei atzma, and the chiyah won't be shayach on it. Hakol ponim, Taisis' final answer to explain why we need a posel to say that Oisav Espinoi is noig by kachim, is because we would have thought that since Shor and Seh are mafsik between the parsha of Kachim and Oisav Es V'noi, this tells us that Oisav V'noi is not noyeg by Kachim. That is why we need a yafusa that we don't say this, and it is noyeg by Kachim. The Ramban comes to say a different teretz to the kasha of Taisus. He says we need a pasuk that Oisav Es V'noi is noyeg by Kachim to tell us that even Lefi Reb Shimon, that holds Shchita Shein Ruya, Lav Shmo Shchita, and we would think that Kachim, since it is a Shchita Shein Ruya, because after the shchita you can't eat the basar until Zvikas Adam, so you would be potter on Oisav Es V'noi, kamashmal on this pasuk, that you are chayiv by kachim, and in this case, you are chayiv even though it's a shchita shein ru'uya. This teretz of the Ramban is l'shitasai, to his shita on that peyam abeis, that he says over there, that even according to Reb Shimon, you are chayiv in Oisav Es V'noi by kachim, and the Torah made a gzeiris hakosav here, that you don't need shchita ru'uya, similar to by shchutei chutz, that the Torah was machshev in a shchita, even though it's a shchita shein ru'uya. But Rashi shita on that peyam abeis, is that be'emes, according to Reb Shimon, you are not chayiv on Oisav Es V'noi by kachim, because it's a shchita she'eina ru'uya. Lefi Rashi, we can't say the Ramban's teretz, and we will have to answer like Taisvis or a different teretz. The Sefer Nezer HaKodesh has a shtarka kasha on the Ramban. He says, how could the Ramban say that the pasuk which tells us that Oisav Es V'noi is noyeg by kachim is necessary to tell me that even Lefi Reb Shimon, Oisav Es V'noi is noyeg by kachim, even though it's a shchita shein ruya? L'chayro, we would still have shver what to do with the pasuk Lefi the man da Omar that holds shchita shein ruya ishma shchita. He also needs to say pshat why we need a pasuk. Nezer HaKodesh wants to answer with a naischa. He says that the Gemara on that pehei Omer Aleph is clear that the man da Omar who says shchita shein ruya shma shchita learns it out from the parsha of shchutei chutz. And the Gemara explains over there, why is there no taina of chulin mikachim lo yafinon? The reason is because Oisav Noi is also Noi by Kachim, so it's also considered Kachim. Al Kol Panim, that means that until we know that Oisav Es V'noi is Noi by Kachim, everyone would say that Shchita Shein Ruya Loi Shma Shchita. And you would be potter on Oisav Es V'noi by Kachim since it's the Shchita Shein Ruya. So it comes out that Lekuli Alma, I need a pasuk to tell me that Oisav Es V'noi is Noi by Kachim and that there is no chisaron of Shchita Shein Ruya. There is another teretz, the Taisis Kasha, why I need a pasuk telling me that Oisav Es V'noi is noy by kachim, brought down in the Maram Shif. This teretz is based on a Dover Yisaydi in the din of Oisav Es V'noi by kachim. The Mishnah is Mevura Chiddush, like we mentioned earlier, that by kachim, Oisav Es V'noi doesn't just create an iser, it also creates a paslus in the carbon. We see this because the Mishnah says, Shneim kachim bifnim, hasheni soivig es ha'arboim uposel. And Rashi tells us, why is the sheni posel? It is because it has the psul of mechusar zman, since it is oisav es v'noi. Now, l'chayro, this chiddush is shver. Mehecha teisi, that there is a paslus in the carbon. Maybe oisav es v'noi just makes an iser to shechta today. But this iser has nothing to do with dinei kachim of this behema. It has nothing to do with the dinei kachim of this behema. Haraya, that this iser of Oisav Es V'noi is noig even by chulin. So mehecha teisi, it creates a pasus in the din kachim of this behema and makes it a psul mechusar zman in the shem kachim of the behema. The Maram Shif wants to learn that that was be'emes, the kasha of the Gemara, minolon that Oisav Es V'noi is noig by kachim. The Gemara Ein Achinami knows that the Isser of Oisav Esvenoi is Noi by Kachim, because the Parsha is written B'loshon Stoma. But what the Gemara wants to know is who says that the Din Oisav Esvenoi is Mashpia on the Dine Kachim of a Behema to make it possible Midin Mechos Zman. And on that the Gemara answers, since the Vav is Moisif, to connect the Parsha of Oisav Esvenoi to the Parsha of Kachim, we see that Oisav Esvenoi affects the Din Kachim of the Behanimal too. This is a third answer to the Kasha of Taisus. What was the Havamina that Oisav Esvenoi isn't Noyeg by Kachim? So in summary, we have three terutz into this Kasha, the Mahalich of Taisus, the Mahalich of the Ramban, and the Mahalich of the Maram Shif. Now going back to the Mishnah for a moment, the Mishnah told us that Oisav Esvenoi is Noyig even Shaloi Bifnei Habayis. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Lamech Esam Beis tells us that the Chiddush in this din mentioned in the Mishnah is that we don't say that since Oisav Esvenoi is written in the Parsha of Kachim, maybe I would think it is only Noyig in a Zman of Kachim, which is Bifnei Habayis, Kamashu on the Mishnah, that it is Noyig even Shaloi Bifnei Habayis. Taisus points out in Divrei Abaschal E, that even though this is enough of a chiddush for the Mishnah to need to tell it to us, it is not a big enough chiddush to need a pasuk to tell it to us. Because says Taisus, even though Shaloi Bifnei Habayis, it's true that karbonos can't be brought, but it is still possible to be magdash a karbon, even Shaloi Bifnei Habayis. So memeila, just because Oisav Esvenoi is written in the Parsha of Kachim, that would never exclude it from being Noyig Shaloi Bifnei Habayis, since Yulamaisa can have the Metzias of a Karbon, even Shaloi Bifnei Habayis. Memeila, I would not need a Pasuk to tell me that Oisav Esvenoi is Noyig even Shaloi Bifnei Habayis. The fact that it's in the Parsha of Kachim would not exclude it from being Noyig Shaloi Bifnei Habayis, since Lamaisa you could be Makdash a Karbon. The Chasam Sofer asked on Toysis from a Gemara in Kiddushin Dav Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph. The Gemara there says that I need a Pasuk of Moish Voisechem to tell me that the Isser of Chaylev is Noyig even Shalei of Ne'abayis, because I would think that since it is written, being Yonah de Kachim, it is only Noyig with Ne'abayis, Kamash alone that it's Noyig even Shalei of Ne'abayis. L'chayru, the Gemara is mefurish, that being written, being yonah dikachim, is a siba to need a pasuk that the din is noig even shalei b'fnei abayis. This seems to be a stira to what Taisus says. Taisus had told us that since shalei b'fnei abayis, you can at least be makdish a karbon, so there's no reason to assume that it's not noig shalei b'fnei abayis. The Chasam Sofer answers that chaylev is different, because chaylev is written in the parasha of akrovus karbonus. So enachami there is a havamina that it is only noyig when there is an actual hakrovus karbonus. Memela shaloi b'fnei abayis, I would think it's not noyig. Mashein kein oisav esvenoi is just written by kachim bichlal, not dafka by hakrovus karbonus. So the fact that kachim can be hukdash, even shaloi b'fnei abayis, is enough that I would know that it's noyig, even shaloi b'fnei abayis. Now the Gemara Vayter has a Havamina that Oisav Esvenoi, since it's written in the Parsha of Kachim, should only be Noyeg by Kachim and not by Chulin. The Gemara answers this and says, Shor v'seh hifzik ha'ingen, that there is a separation between the Parsha of Kachim and the Parsha of Oisav Esvenoi to tell me that Oisav Esvenoi is Noyeg even by Chulin. Now Taisus over here asks, why do I need a pasuk of Shor v'seh to be mafzik? We could learn it out from the fact that the word oy is marbe kalayim, and we know that kachim can't be kalayim, so akarchach oisav esvenoi is noig even by chulin. Taisus answers that without shor v'seh, I would have darshened the word oy for a different drasha. Now, l'chayru, we can clear, when the Gemara had this havamina, that oisav esvenoi is only noig by kachim, would we need that even the first animal which you shechted to be kachim? Or, even if only the second animal is kachim, that would be enough. It seems that this is a machlokes achronim. The Maram Shif wants to answer Taisus Kasha, why we can't learn it out from Oy L'Rabbis Kalayim, by saying that even Lefi the Havamina, that Oisav Esvenoi would only be Noy by kachim, that would only require the second animal to be kachim. But the first animal can be chulin. If so, we can say that the oy l'rabbis kalayim is going on the first animal, which is chulin, and can be kalayim. The Leib Aryeh, however, argues with the Maram Shif, and he says that Al Korchach, when the Gemara and Ahav Amina, that Oisav Espanai is only known by Kachim, it was that both animals need to be Kachim, because if not, then what is the Raya from Shar V'seh, Hivsik Ha'ingin, that Oisav Espanai is Noig even by Chulin? Maybe the Hivsik Ha'ingin is just to be Machsher, the first animal to be Chulin, but the second animal must be Hagdish. Al Korchach, the only Hava Amina that Oisav Espanai is Noig Dafka by Kachim would be for both animals to only be Noig by Kachim, and if one could be Chulin, then Al Korchach, the other one, also could be Chulin. So our Shaila, if the Sokadaitik of the Gemara, that Kachim, that Oisav Espanai is only Noig by Kachim, was that by both animals, or just the second one, is a Machloikis to Leivari and the Maram Shif. Now we mentioned that the Gemara says that the word Oi is the Rabbis Kalayim. The Gemara asks on this that l'chayru we need oy to be mechalik. And the Gemara answers that according to the Rabbanon, I know l'chalik from the word oysai, and according to Chananya, we don't need a pasuk l'chalik because he holds like Rabbi Yonasan, who says that wherever the Torah says two things, such as mechalal oviv v'imoy, it is mashma also each one by itself, ad sheyifarat lo chakosuv yachtov. Now Toises on Daf Ayin Tesam and Aleph tells us that the sheet of Rabbi Yonasan is la halacha, because Abaye and Rava have a machlokes in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Hei, and Rava ends up holding like Rabbi Yonasan, and since in a machlokes Rava and Abaye are passing like Rava, so Meila the halacha lemaisa is like Rabbi Yonasan. Now in this sheet of Rabbi Yonasan, there is a machlokes Rashi and Tosis where the makar for this sheet is. Is it a svara, or is it learnt out from a pasuk? That's not to say it's learnt out from the pasuk, is from the fact that the Torah writes, if it wouldn't have said the word yachtov, it would have been mashma either or, and that's why I had to say yachtov to tell me dafka together. Taizis Bayas says that Rabbi Yonasan knows the shita misvara, and Taizis says that al korchach, it's not because he learned it out from the word yachtov, because the Torah had to write leisachroish shar v'chamar yachtov, because otherwise I wouldn't have known that the iser is only if they're kshurim yachad. Memela, I need the word yachtov to tell me that halacha, and it's not extra to tell me the halacha of Rabbi Yonasan. Tosis brings a raya to his shita from the fact that the Gemara uses the lashon ad sheparad hakosav yachtov, and doesn't say the lashon of kiderech sheparad hakosav yachtov. That would have been mashma that there is a raya from the word yachtov. The fact that it doesn't use that language, vice dois, we're not bringing a raya from the word yachtov. On the other hand, Rashi and the Ritva and Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Hei learn that Rabbi Yonasan shita is not misfara, but rather he learns it out from the yiter of the word yachtov. The Ritva explains that even though we need the pasuk of Yachtov to tell us that the Isser of Anhogas Kalayim is only if the two behemoths are Kshurin Yachad, that we see from an extra Yiter in the fact that the Torah wrote Yachtov instead of writing the word Shneim. The Ritva also adds that there is actually a Girsa in the Gemara that the Gemara said Kiderach Shepard HaKos of Yachtov, which works out better to say that the Gemara is actually bringing a raya from the word yachtov. Akol panim, it comes out that like Taisis, Rabbi Yonasan Shita is learnt out misvara, and like Rashi in the Ritva, it's nilmad from the pasuk of yachtov. Now when it comes to the etzem iser of Oisav Espanai, the Mishnayis in this parak do not discuss whether it is noig only by behema or even by chayis and oifos, but the Gemara later on Daf Ayin Tesam Abayis in the Sugyo Kfi is mefur that only a behema has the iser of Oisav Espanai. Rashi there says that the makar for this is because the parsha only says shar v'seh and doesn't mention ayel v'tzvi, which are chayis. Rashi sounds like there is no miut to be mayir chayis and oifes. It's just that the Torah doesn't mention chayis. The Rashba here brings a brisa which says shor lemayit chaya v'seh lemute oifes. The Braisa seems to be reminded from the Pasuk. L'chayra, we need to understand why wasn't enough what Rashi says, that the Torah only mentions behemoth and doesn't mention chayas. However, this is L'chayra miyushiv by the Rif, who later on in the parak brings the whole Lashon HaBraisa. The Braisa actually says that I would have thought to make a kavachomer to say that the Isser of Oisav Espanai is noig by a chaya. I would say that madoch a behemoth.
which does not have the din of Kisei Adam, does have the din of Oisei Vespinoi, so a Chaya, which does have the din of Kisei Adam, for sure, I would say, has the din of Oisei Vespinoi. That's why I needed a miut of Shar to say Shar Veloi Chaya. The Braisa there continues and says that I would have made a Kavachoymer that Oifas are Chayav and Oisei Vespinoi, because I would have said Madocha Behema, which doesn't have a din of Shiluach HaKein. The Hainu, if you have a mother Behema on top of her ben, there would be no din of Shiluach. And still it's Chayav and Oisei Vespinoi. So an Oif, which does have a din of Shiluach HaKein, for sure should be Chayav and Oisei Vespinoi. Kamashal and the Pasuk say, Veloi Oifas. So we see from the Rif that the Braisa needed a miut in order to mafkia from the Kavachoymer. More than that, we see that the Knes HaGdeila has a ha'ara that why wasn't one miut sufficient in order to emayit both chayis and oifis? L'chayru, we would be able to darshan that the pasuk says shor veloy chayis v'oifis. Why do I need two separate miutim? The Knes HaGdeila answers that oifis have two reasons to be more chomer than behema, because they have kisei adam and they also have a din shiluach. So if I just had one miut, I would only be a ma'ir chayis, which have just one chumra over behema. But oifis, which have two, I would still make a kavu chaymer. Kamash malon, a second miut of seh, lema'ir oifis, that even oifis, I don't make a kavu chaymer. L'chayro, it is now shver on Rashi, why he didn't bring the braisa, which learns it out from a miut, and Rashi just says that we see it from the fact that the Torah doesn't mention chayis. But the MS is that there is a ha'ara on the braisa, which is memayit chayis and oifis from Sharvaseh, that l'chayra these words of Sharvaseh aren't extra. We need these words to be mafsik between the parsha of Kodshim and the parsha of Oisav Espinoi to tell me that Oisav Espinoi is naig even by chulin, like the Gemara mentioned on the Amud Aleph. So how can we use it to memayit chayis and oifis? The Madana Yomtiv asked this question, and he brings that the Levush in Simen Tes Zayin Sifkaton Zayin was also bothered by this kash. And the Levush answers that if Shor V'Seh were just written to tell me that Oisav Espinoi is Noig, Bein Bekotchen, Bein Bechulin, then why did the Torah have to write Shor V'Seh in order to include Chulin? And then have to write Vav, Moisav Alin Rishon, in order to include Kotchim? It could write neither of them. And from the parsha of Oisav Espinoi being written stama, I would know that it's Noi, Bein Bechulin, Bein Bekotchim. Al Korchach, Shor V'Seh, Oshav Shor V'Loi Chaya, Seh V'Loi Oifos. Maybe we can suggest that Rashi was bothered by the kash of the Madana Yomtiv, and he didn't want to answer like the Levush. And Memele, he said, from the fact that our Gemara says, Shor V'Seh is necessary to be mafsa between the parsha of Kotchim and the parsha of Oisav Espinoi, it is muchach that the Bavli argues with the Braisa and holds Shor V'Seh is not extra to Yemayit Chayis V'Oifis. And if you would ask the Bavli how I know to Yemayit Chayis V'Oifis, the Bavli would say, like Rashi says, that the etzem fact that the Torah only mentions Oisav Espinoi by Behemus is enough of a reason to say that it's not Noyig by Chayis and Oifis. The idea that we're suggesting that the Bavli argues with the Braisa could be, it's a shtickle meduyik, because in Gantz Bavli, the Bavli doesn't bring this braisa. It could be a shtickle raya that the Bavli taka argues with this braisa. L'chayra, Tosfos here in Divrei HaMasa V'Oid is also mashma that the Bavli doesn't hold of the drosha of Shor V'Loi Chaya V'Seh V'Loi Oif, because Tosfos asks, how can we don't learn out from Shor from Shabbos to say that Oisav Espinoi is Noig by Chayas? Now, if there's a Mefurja Pasuk, which is Memayit Chayis, so what was Taisus Hava Amina to make Gzeir Shava? Well, Chayritz Mashma, that Taisus held, that from the fact that the Bavli doesn't bring this Drasha to be Memayit Chayis, it must be that the Bavli doesn't hold of this Drasha. And that's why Taisus is saying, we should either have make Gzeir Shava, Shar from Shabbos, to say that Oisav Espinoi is Noig by Chayis. The Gemara Vayter discusses the Machloikis of Chanani and the Rabbanon, whether or not Oisav Espinoi is Noig even by Zecharim, or it's only Noig by Nekevis. The Maskana, Chanaya says that it's Noig by both, because it says Oisai, which is Mashma Zecharim, and it says Vinoi, which is Mashma Misha Vinoi Karach Acharov, which is Mashma Nekevis. The Rabbanon, on the other hand, say that it's only Noig by Nekevis, because of the drasha of Misha v'noi karach acharov, and also we learn from Shiluach HaKein, which is only noyeg by Nekevis and not Zecharim. L'chayru, the shita of the Chachamim needs beer. Why don't they agree with Chananya that although b'noi is mashma Nekevis, but oisa is mashma Zecharim? So we should be marbe both. Why did the Chachamim not want to learn like Chananya that there is a pasuk to be marbe each kind?
The Teres Chaim is bothered by this kasha, and he's miyashiv that the Rabbanon hold that we need the word oisai to be mechalik. And therefore, since the word oisai is not miyutter, it doesn't have the power to mafkia from the pashas of the word benoi, which is mashva misha karach achrov, dafka nekevis, and not zechar.
Chananya, who doesn't need oisai lechalik, because he holds like Rabbi Yonasan, he can use oisai to be marbe zechar. The Teres Chaim is saying is that the word oisai can only be mafkia from the mashmois of benoi, which is mashma dafka nekevis, if the word oisai is extra. And Chananya and the Rabban are arguing if the word oisai is extra or not. But we're left to understand something, befrat according to the Teres Chaim, and that is, how do we translate the word oisai according to the Rabban? The word oisai l'chayra is lashon zachar. And if, according to the Rabbanon, it's not noyeg by Zecharim, so the Torah should have said, oisa ve'es b'na. Why does the Torah say a lashon of oisai? The Re'eim and the Goriaye write that the word oisai is going back on the word shar v'seh mentioned earlier in the pasuk. And since the min of shar v'seh is lashon zachar, Mela, even when talking about a female shar v'seh, it will refer to the shar v'seh in a lashon zachar, because that is the way you refer to the min as a whole. The min as a whole is a lashon zachar. So when the Torah says oisai, it is referring to the min of shar v'seh, which is lashon zachar. The Rosh Yosef says another teretz, that really the kasha isn't shver at all, because the whole Torah is written b'lashon zachar, and that's why it said a lashon of oisai. Tosis mentions this yisoid in Kedushin Daf Beis on Beis, Divrei HaMaaseh Lisni, that the whole Torah is written b'loshon zachar, and the Mela, that's why here by Yosef Esfenoi, it also said the loshon of oisai. Now we mentioned that the Gemara says that we learn out from the loshon haTorah of Vinoi that you're only chayiv on Yosef Esfenoi by a nekeva because her ben is karach acharel, and it is therefore nicker that the ben is her child, and that's why the Torah uses the loshon Vinoi. Now, Pashas, this is just a drasha ba'alma to be marv in the kevis, but the Yamsha Shleime dons that maybe it also has a halach gnafkamina. He wants to know what happens if you have an animal where you don't know if this younger animal is the child of the older animal, but you see that the younger animal is karuch acharei the older animal. Is that enough to assume that this younger animal is the child of the older animal? And the melu would be also to shechter midin oisei vesvenoi to shechter on the same day. The Yamsha Shleime is masik that because the ben is karach acharov, you would have to be choishesh lechachila to aser shechting them on the same day. But b'di'eved, you wouldn't get malchus because the Gemara in Bichayrus Tav Chavdal Raman Aleph has a tzad that an animal will be merachemes on another mother's child, and that is why the ben is being karach acharel, even though it's not its mother. So benoy acharov helps to aser, but doesn't help enough to get malchus. Masha'inkein, the Yamsha Shleime says that if the younger animal was just doime b'mare uvigidol to the mother, that would not be enough to even aser l'chachila, and you could l'chachila go and shech them on the same day and not be chayshish for the iser of oisei ves benoy. This Yamsha Shleima is brought la'alocha in the Shach and Simen Tes Zayin and the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Tes Zayin. The Prisha is Moisif that although B'noi Karach Acharov helps to Asul Chachila to Shecht, even though you are not sure that this is the mother, but by a father, the Inyan of Karach Acharov would not be able to prove that it is the father of this animal, even to Asur to Shecht and L'Chachila according to the Shitas that Asur Oisef Es B'noi by a father also. Kenira, the pshat is that since it is in the derech by an av to be karach acharov, it also can't be a proof that this animal is its father just because it's karach acharov.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram Eklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.